A large gathering was on hand at the Northumberland County Building in Cobourg Friday morning as local MPP David Piccini announced the Ontario government is investing $2 million in the homelessness prevention program in Northumberland.
Today, the government of Ontario is sending a signal that we hear people, this is a housing supply crisis that we're in and we're addressing it, but also looking after the most vulnerable in our community, those at risk or currently experiencing homelessness. This announcement is an increase of almost 50% to our social service provider, Northumberland County. We're working in partnership to address this because we understand for us to be a thriving community, it means looking after the most vulnerable in our community, giving them a leg up, giving them access to the supportive services, jobs that they need. And that's what today means. Today sends a hope. Today sends a strong message that we hear you and that we're working together, all levels of government, to help those in need.
Piccini said the new funding, which is supported through the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing, is a new annual investment. Across the province, the government is investing $202 million annually in homelessness prevention to help those experiencing or at risk of experiencing homelessness. But the MPP added that Northumberland's increase in funding is significant.
This is a larger increase than the average across Ontario, which signals the growth that our community is experiencing and signals a recognition, I think. You know, I've long said this. I felt rural Ontario was ignored by previous governments, and we're growing. And we recognize that as a growing community, we deserve the attention and support of your government, the government of Ontario, and we're doing just that with this historic funding.
With the increased funding, Northumberland County can invest in additional shelter space, increase additional street outreach resources to those who are unsheltered, and create a new housing stability program. The program will provide long-term rent relief measures to eligible households to support preventative measures and address housing affordability. Northumberland County Warden Mandy Martin, who is also mayor of Cramie Township, said the nearly 50% increase will have an immediate impact in this region just in terms of attitudes, collaborations, and possibilities. And she specifically mentioned mental health supports at Northumberland Hills Hospital.
It just opens up the window and we can start planning and considering. Our immediate action first was to hire the second person to be on the front line at the Cobourg Hospital for counseling and intake and so on. That addresses an immediate need with a high visibility problem and a very real health need. Drug addiction and mental health services. So that's fabulous as far as I'm concerned. And then we address the other aspects of homelessness and need through other programs. So the funding is amazing. It's fabulous. It just gives us that leverage. It also means that it will grow exponentially as you draw people in. Money attracts money. Possibility attracts possibility. And that's what this is. This is a kickstart.
In April, Port Hope Council supported a motion from Councillor Claire Holloway-Wadwani and Deputy Mayor Todd Attridge to declare housing a fundamental human right, and also supported a further motion, led by Mayor Olena Hankivsky, for the creation of a housing committee in the municipality. Friday's announcement was welcome news to Mayor Hankivsky.
I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. We know that we've got a shortfall across the entire housing continuum, so I'm really hoping that this investment into the county also obviously trickles down to Port Hope and allows us to meet some of our increasing housing demands. I'm, you know, very grateful to Councillors Claire and our Deputy Mayor Todd for bringing forward a motion so that we could make the declaration saying that we do support the UN Declaration on Housing as a Human Right. And having been at a homelessness symposium a couple of weeks ago that was put on by the AMO, we also know that municipalities have to play an active role. The lanes are really shifting and changing, and it's going to require that kind of partnership across different sectors, across different levels of government, and municipalities do have a role, and that's why we're signaling the beginning of a new housing committee for our municipality.
Watch for the story at Northumberland897.ca. And reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.